Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 28 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. Maxie Dunham and Lloyd Ogilvy once said, Paul's greatest definition of a Christian was a person in Christ. He used that picture over and over again in his writings. What a revelation! Christ in you, the hope of glory. Our text for today is Colossians 1, verses 26 through 27. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul described our eternal destiny with Christ with the phrase, the hope of glory. The hope of glory is the ultimate fulfillment of Christ's promise to restore every believer and his creation. This hope is not a wishful belief, but the sure expectation of knowing that God is transforming us into his image and is preparing us for heaven. Paul clarifies that your hope of glory is Christ in you. Our only hope for glory comes from Christ living in us. Christ in you expresses the central identity of every follower of God. It declares that believers partake in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who dwells within them through the power of the Holy Spirit. Stephen Cole explains a detail of Paul's message that is often overlooked and then provides great application to our hope for glory. When Paul says Christ in you, he means, in this context, Christ in you, the Gentiles. For Paul, this was a glorious truth, but I fear that we don't appreciate it as much as we should. Before the cross of Christ, which opened the gospel to both Jews and Gentiles on equal standing, Gentiles were, at best, second-class citizens in the kingdom. Gentiles could become proselytes to Judaism, but they could only enter into the court of the women and the Gentiles in the temple. They could not go into the inner court where the Jewish men went. There was a waist-high wall of partition that separated them. Before his conversion, Paul was at the forefront of perpetuating this discrimination. But once Paul was saved, God revealed to him that the Gentiles were fellow heirs of the gospel with the Jews. The wall of partition is removed in Christ. As he writes in Colossians 3:11, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all. Christ is in every believer, and every believer is in Christ. Paul says that the riches of the glory of the gospel is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I know that you all know that if you have believed in Jesus Christ, he dwells in you and you're going to heaven. You know it too. But do we really know it? If we really knew that the living Christ was in us this past week and that we will one day be with him in glory, would things have gone any differently? Would we have been impatient, frustrated, angry, or depressed if we had stopped to consider that Christ is living in us and we're destined to share his glory? Would we have spent our time as we spent it if we had been aware of his holy presence in our hearts and thought about being with him in glory? Would we have grown cold in our devotion to him and lacked the motivation to read his word and pray if we had felt the reality of Christ dwelling in our hearts and had our hopes set on the glory ahead? Christianity is not primarily rules or religious ideas. It's a personal relationship with the living, indwelling Christ who has called us to share his glory. We exalt him when we experience and proclaim that message. Let's live daily with the incredible assurance that comes from having Christ in us, our hope of glory. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does Christ in you fill you with hope when the world around you seems hopeless. Taking Stephen Cole's challenge to heart, what are some practical steps you can take this week to live out the reality that Christ is in you? And finally, how does the following N.T. Wright quote relate to today's devotion? God's secret plan is not, for Paul, a timetable of events, but a person. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you have a blessed day.